Hello, everyone. Tonight's subject is God is able. Yes, He's able. In Hebrews 7:25, we read, "Hence, He is able to save forever those who draw near to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them." Just a reminder how we got saved. He saved us when no one could. Since the Lord's resurrection, after He paid the penalty of sin on the cross, the gift of salvation became available to anyone who believes. This gift is offered to whosoever believes freely. Salvation means freedom from sin, liberty from fear of death, with a great reward, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We were living without hope, drinking from the wells of this world, which left us thirsty, helpless, and bound to spend eternity in hell. Then Jesus came, rescued us from sin, redeemed us, and saved us from the wrath to come. We were aliens, and now we became children of God. Praise His name. Not only that, but He has charged Himself with the care, amen, with the care and keeping of His own. He is sovereign, Lord of all, and yet He is watching over us. Happy are we when we realize that He is responsible and able to secure our victory according to His word in Romans 8:37. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. What a great salvation. Remember, what a joyful life with Him. And what a wonderful Savior. He's not only able to save, thank God He did, save us, but to establish and keep us from stumbling and falling. Paul, in closing his epistle to the Romans, he writes the most encouraging and uplifting verse. In Romans 16:25, I quote part of it. "Now to Him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ." You know, friends, the secret of the Christian life is not that we are able, but that Christ is able. Yes, we sometimes stumble and fall and get discouraged, but the everlasting arms are always beneath, and His eyes are ever watching our footsteps. The psalmist reminds us in Psalm 56:13, "You have delivered my soul from death, indeed my feet from stumbling, so that I may walk before God in the light of the living." Paul, in his second letter to Timothy, he encouraged him to continue his work in spite of the enemy's attack and discouragement. And he tells him in chapter 1, verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind." And goes on to encourage Timothy much more in his ministry. He gave him an excellent description of our God, who is more than able to protect us and guide us through this extremely difficult time. He tells him in verse 12, "For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is," here's the word, "able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." Thank God. He is not only able, He is more than able. Two little girls were playing with their dolls and singing, safe in the arms of Jesus. How do you know you are safe, asked the other sister? "Well, because I'm holding Jesus with both my hands tight." "That is not safe," said the other. "Suppose Satan came along and cut your hands off." The child looked troubled, dropped her dolly, and thought. Suddenly her face shone with joy. "Oh, I forgot. Jesus is holding me, and Satan cannot cut off his hands, so I am safe and guarded in His arms." Again, another encouragement for you and me. He is able to aid us when we are tempted. In Hebrews 2:18, the Bible says, For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Temptations come when we leave God out of our plans and take charge of our own lives. It all starts when we consider doing things we will not do or say with the Lord there with us. Then the pressure builds and we fall into temptations. How thankful we are that He, our God, runs and takes charge and gives us courage to resist the devil, because he knows our make and what we are going through. He's no stranger to everything we face in this life. And there's nothing that we endure that he did not experience and conquer. He is always there for us. Let us trust him, for he is ever ready to aid and come to the help in times of need. He is also able to give us power to press on. The life that we live now, the power over sin, the victories that we experience, and the myriad of things that we overcome in our new life is not by our own power. The Lord, who has made us in his own image, gave us this power through the Holy Spirit, who is residing in our hearts, who raised us from our old life to a new one. This is Paul. Paul could say, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. This is not the result of our own powerful personality, mind you, nor educational attainment. It is the gift of God, and it is truly supernatural. Paul, again, in writing to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, he tells them, now to him who is able, that's the word again, who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Dear ones, granted, we are going through abnormal times that affect our families, our worship, our jobs, and our social lives. But faithful is he who brought us thus far. And he is able, that's the word again, and he is able to sustain us and bless us, regardless of these turbulent days, until that day. He promised, and he is able. Amen. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.